Welcome to another Hellboy Minute. This will be Hellboy Minutes because we have a lot of news because of Adepticon, and Mantic's been pumping out news and pictures and things. It's not just me this week.
No, there's a special guest, a secret special guest.
Well, that's you. You just ruined the secret.
Oh, no, we should have practiced that.
Yeah. But Jack will probably be on more often. The actual news is coming out. So we're going to keep Hellboy separate from the Dead Zone podcast. So we're just going to stay in this Hellboy minute or minutes. Because, yeah, it's nothing to do with Dead Zone. So, Adepticon. We had got super secret views of the Hellboy miniatures and some of the tokens and game pieces. Much of which will be changing, I'm sure. Even the miniatures, Ronnie said that a lot of the miniatures are just prototypes, and they will be changing also. Let's do a little recap of what Ronnie said. How's that, Jack?
Sure.
So Ronnie, at all Adepticons, if you don't know, Ronnie has a little chat where he describes the upcoming stuff for all the games. And for Hellboy, it was a lot of stuff. People were asking questions, and there was a lot of information he let out. It will be totally co-op, which both of us are happy about. It's not gonna be like Star Saga and Dungeon Saga with the Nexus player, or the what do they call it? I can never remember what they call it in Dungeon Saga.
It's not gonna be an antagonist situation, so you can if you're already up to your eyeballs with player versus player games, this is going to be that sweet spot where you and your buddy can sit down and cooperate and just not have to get all competitive.
Yep. There's going to be an exclusive box at Kickstarter. They do that a lot for their Kickstarter games. They did that for Walking Dead, so that's not a surprise. It's going to have a Mignola cover, and I'm sure both versions are going to have a Mignola cover. That's the selling point for sure. Mike Mignola, if you don't know, if you're listening to this Hellboy Minute, maybe you only know the movie. Mike Mignola is the guy who invented Hellboy, and he's the artist who made him famous before Guillermo del Toro did that movie, and the new movie coming out next year or the year after. So that's cool. Ronnie also told us that Lobster Johnson is going to be in the box, which is cool. That's a character we weren't sure about. He's not actually in the Hellboy. He's in the Hellboy universe, but not in Hellboy comics. He was around in the 40s, where Hellboy's in the late 40s, Hellboy starts, but Lobster Johnson was like 30s up until World War II, I think. He was kind of a pulp hero. So Ronnie said he's going to be in the box. I'll believe it when I see it. Maybe he misspoke, but someone asked about Lobster Johnson, and that's what he said. If not, I'm sure he'll be a stretch goal at the very least. It's going to have investigation elements, where you're going to search around for clues and how to fight the big boss. You won't know who the big boss is. That's a big surprise at the end. You'll flip a card, and you'll know who it is. And you'll, when you investigate, you have to balance your investigation for how much information you can get versus speed, because the longer you wait, the harder the monster is. Yes, there's also going to be frog monsters in the base box, which is cool. That is a miniature they haven't showed off yet, actually. Not as of right now, of recording. That's the only one that we saw that night. We weren't allowed to take pictures, but that's the only one that they haven't released yet. I went in separate from Jack, and Ronnie was telling us all about it, but Jack, you went in separate. You got to actually handle some stuff with nobody around.
Well, if you're going to blow up my spot and ruin any... After they took down the barriers, I didn't queue up with everyone else. If you're really a fan, you go. I don't want to be in front of you and, you know, harsh your buzz. But after the barriers were down and the room was empty, I just, okay, I'll go in. And Beat was there, and... Yeah, they have a whole bunch of prototype cards and a whole bunch of, the game accessories outside of the miniatures. They were all laying there, first drafts of this and, with the amendments and changes and all the cards. So, I pawed through all that like it was my belongings. When your parents say, look, don't touch, or don't touch if it doesn't belong to you? Yeah, I was like, okay,
You never learned that lesson.
I learned it and did not care. And Beetle came in with me, and so we kind of just explored the peripherals. Now, we do know some people got in there and were able to get a hands-on with Ronnie, and I believe maybe even play a demo game. They brought a bunch of people in there, and I...
Yeah, that was all the champions from all the games, all the Mantic Games champions at the time. Were able to, and if you want any of your mini games and stuff, they brought those people in. So there was incentive to win stuff. If I had known that, I maybe actually tried on some of those mini games. But
yeah.
But needless to say, it will. I don't like playing betas, I find it's so basic and so wrong. It's not anything like playing the real game, and I kind of we had this with with Dead Zone a bit, but even Star Saga a bit, and even Warpath a bit, where that really turns me off some of the game points, because I'm like, well, that's stupid, but then obviously it's going to be changed, but I already get a preconceived conception like in my mind, so I don't like it. So I'm kind of glad I didn't get up to play. I'm happier that I got to see the stuff more than actually playing anything.
But I did talk to some of the people that were in there, and despite knowing Dario a few years and meeting Pip and being I think chums, she didn't let me hug her, but that's a whole other story. They staunchly and vehemently denied telling me a single thing that happened behind those curtains, because they had to sign some NDAs. So
we all know about signing NDAs, don't we, Jack?
We do, and so they took that seriously, and I didn't learn a thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. They don't let anything out, where, especially before the Kickstarter starts, where people get preconceived notions, and they'd be like, "Oh, I hate that. Well, that's not in the game anymore."
Yeah, that was the first draft. This draft didn't make it in. Sorry.
They have been showing off the unpainted Hellboy miniature, and it's the prototype sculpt of it. Ronnie did say that the arm's going to be a little bit more detailed with the actual scrolling and stuff on it, and I think he said it's even going to be slightly bigger in the final version. He is cool. I not to spoil our next episode, but I did get my hands on one of these, and it is a sweet it is a sweet looking miniature. I really like the Hellboy's gun. It has like charms and stuff hanging off the barrel, and to make it so that off, they kind of had that touching his tail, so his tail and that create a solid piece, which is nice. It's not going to be two things that'll break off. They kind of combine together to be as... I hope they keep that idea. But generally, really nice. This is the resin mold off of the 3D print, so it's really detailed. Hopefully, the game piece ends up being this detailed. We'll see. But I have a feeling it'll be very close anyways. They also showed off at that night, and they finally released it afterwards, Liz Sherman's model. She's pretty cool. She's got fire shooting out of her hand. And she also has the BRPD uniform on with the boots, and she has a cross around her neck. Really detailed once again. They showed the 3D sculpt of that. They also had a really cool tentacles, Jack. How'd you like those tentacle beast? You said it's going to be a boss monster in the game.
Now, we saw that firsthand. So if the picture there, you're like, oh, I got it. It's huge.
Yes. Well, you can see the art that it was based on, and it's holding Hellboy in that tentacle, and I think that's pretty accurate to scale. I actually handled that. Ronnie let us touch everything, and I was actually looking at that very closely. It's very detailed. All the little sucker cups, you can see all the really good detail in each of those. And it is huge. It is the boss monster, so it makes sense that that'll be a bigger one. But I think it's really accurate. It even is smashing out of a floor, just like in the comic, which I think... It seems to me that they're taking panels from the comic book and just recreating them in miniature form, which, personally, that's what I want from this game.
And it's happening. It's happening. Like, at some point, you go, oh, well, they're talking about doing Hellboy. No, it is. It is happening. they've already. You can tell there's the thoughts in it. The end. They've already got the goal in mind of what they want to do. It's just midpoint to getting there. It's happening.
And they also last one concept they showed off was Rasputin, and he's like, looks like he's about to summon Hellboy in this shot. His hands are upheld. Like, even look at his gnarled hands. Like, if this is the 3D, like, CAD version of it, but if it comes out that nicely, that's really nice. He's even got the X as the symbol of the Rasputin symbol, so that's kind of cool, too. It's so far so good. They have been handing out minis to everybody to paint, which I think's interesting that they've given out to a lot of famous painters these minis all over the world. And the first person who painted it, obviously, was Dave at Mantic, their studio painter. He took it and did a pretty literal translation of it. Nothing too special. He just painted it how it should look in a miniature form. He didn't stylize it too much. It's pretty much just Hellboy in miniature form. And I think that was cool. Lance at Beast of War, he did his version. Yeah, they sent it to him. He did it much more more comic booky, where he did really harsh tones between the black and the red and the and almost looks painted, his jacket, which in his pants.
Cell-shaded almost.
Yeah, almost cell-shaded, exactly. So it was a nice version of that. And then Paul Welsh, who's been winning a lot of Best Painted in England, he did a version very similar to the Dave's studio one in the actual miniature, very true to form. He also did this amazing like base. It's like rocks and a tree and a crow and it's really cool, like a plinth, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's that he's sitting on. The soil and debris plinth with like a tube, like a pipe. It's
yeah, really nice. So see all these pictures if you are watching the video, which I hope you do on YouTube. But if not, if you're listening to the podcast, you can also go to podbean.com and you'll see these pictures. And the final bit of news, the big news, is that Mike Mignola released some of the art he's doing for the game. And it's in his black and white style. And it's really nice. It's got the four people. See, this is what makes me think that Lobster Johnson isn't one of the four people in the game. Because it shows, obviously, Hellboy, Liz Sherman, we've seen, Abe Sapien, which I think is pretty obvious he's going to be in the game. But it also shows Johan, the ghost guy, not Lobster Johnson. So I wonder if Ronnie either mistook the name or that it was a stretch goal and he forgot that it's not in the box. Because I have a feeling that if this is going to be the cover, which I assume that Mignola's drawn this for the cover, that those would be the four guys in the box. So we'll see when the Kickstarter actually happens. It says April, so that's like nowish. So we'll have to see when in April. I heard late April, but we'll see.
Could someone mistake Abe Sapien for Lobster Johnson? Like, they're both aquatic. They're both...
Well, actually, Lobster Johnson is not actually aquatic. He almost looks like the Shadow, kind of, without the fedora. He kind of looks like that more. He's more of that kind of, like... kind of guy, so it could be that too. Yeah, needless to say, I think these are the four people in the box, not that, but we'll have to see.
Yep.
And for villains, we've only seen Rasputin and that tentacle monster. Oh, and the frog guys, which they haven't released, but I hope to see some other of the famous villains like Cronin and those kind of guys, so we'll have to see about that. And as it comes out, we'll be releasing more of these Hellboy minutes.
Yeah, this one's gonna be like a Hellboy 15 minute.
Yes. Sorry about the length.
That's what happens when you have me on, though. That's
true. You just natter on. You just don't stop talking all the time. But yes, this has been a good one. I think the Hellboy Minute will be longer now once more information comes out, and we're going to keep it all in here instead of having it on the show.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
If you like the format of like a minute, literally, sorry. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, this is a containment situation. We're containing Hellboy to these Hellboy Minutes. And next time, I promise, Rob has been very stern, much like my father. I will mind my P's and Q's for next time.
Oh, poor Jack. See you next time. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.